Well, it raised watermelon. It's a honeydew melon. Mm-hmm. And then it's different names for that. But I can't think of all the names they got now. But, and then they got a stripe, it's called ice cream watermelon. Mm-hmm. Then they got a green. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the names, I don't know what the names are. We always plant watermelon. My auntie used to plant the ice cream watermelon. That's a stripe. And the inside is yellow. Uh-huh. Kind of cream colored, kind of cantaloupe. Mm-hmm.
What else besides cantaloupe is there? What else is white cantaloupe?
It's a mushmelon.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, they go big, and they got ridges like a pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how pumpkin be ridged like it could cut slices? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the mushmelon. And a cantaloupe is a little rough rind melon, about that mm-hmm. big. It's a rough rind, but they're good. It's the
about
best.
4 inches?
Mm-hmm, each way. Mm-hmm. They're real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in good soil, you can get them about that big,
mm-hmm.
but most of them grow kind of small, like about like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rough rind. Well, I got some seed I save. I may plant me some out there.
What about a little umbrella shaped thing that grows up after it rains?
Oh, they little frogs too.
Okay. Any other
names
for them?
I don't know, but they look like they look just like some things you eat, but they're not good to eat. Frog stew is not good to eat.
What do you call the things that you can eat?
That you can eat, they call mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
But you don't eat the kind grow around here. Uh-huh. Mushrooms, I think, grow in California. Maybe in Florida
uh-huh.
or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you smoke? You smoke?
Yeah, tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke either the long white things, those are
cigarettes,
or the big brown
cigars.
And mm-hmm. someone offers to do your favor, you say, "Well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
obligated."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone asks you about doing something, whether you're able to do it, you say, "Sure,
I'll do it."
Or they ask you if you're able to, you say, "Sure, I."
Mm-hmm, I feel all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, "Can you do that?" And you say, "No, I
can't."
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work. You say, "Well, I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to today."
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't work after sundown.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you say, in a dangerous situation, a person, what? Be more careful.
Mm-hmm. In a dangerous situation,
uh-huh.
person has to be more careful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell a child, "No, you're not doing what you
supposed to,
or what to do.
What you were told to do."
And
mm-hmm.
say if the corn seemed a little short, you'd say, "Well, at this time of year, it
mm-hmm.
what be taller?
It should be taller."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's another way of saying "should be"?
Should be full of a cone.
Or it
should be produced.
Instead
mm-hmm.
of saying "should,"
you
ever say "it"?
Yeah, it ought. I say that sometimes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ought to be.
And say if a boy got a whipping, you say, "I bet he did something he
should." He shouldn't. Shouldn't.
Or using that other word, he.
You ought to not do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, "I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you..." What?
He's afraid to go through that.
Okay. Did you ever say you dastn't go or dare not go?
Dare not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you...
I don't use dare much. Later I was waiting for